There are different kinds of long QT syndrome, and they have numbers associated with them.
That's right. That's right.
So tell us a little bit about those. Yeah.
Yeah. So there are about 13 of them now that have been described, but the most common ones are the type 1, type 2, type 3. And it's quite interesting in that they have very specific clinical manifestations. So, for example, type 1, which is the most common one, has the manifestation of having events during exercise. And the classic one is swimming. You hear about a person who has a near-drowning episode or a person who faints while exercising. That's a big red flag for us. And one of the things we look for is long QT type 1. And, their QT interval actually will lengthen as they exercise, and then they're prone to having these ventricular arrhythmic events during exercise.
Why swimming?
I don't know why swimming. It's very interesting, but that's been the one that's the characteristic type of exercise.
And so type 2?
So type 2 also can happen during exercise, but less likely. And it's more common to happen during emotional stimuli. Again, I don't understand exactly why that is. The classic is a sudden auditory stimulus, like an alarm clock. An alarm clock goes off, and suddenly they have an episode. And so one of the things we tell people with long QT type 2 is get rid of your alarm clocks.
That's wonderful. You can sleep in.
That's right. And then the type 3, which is the third of the most common ones, is the one that's most lethal because events happen during sleep. They just don't wake up. So we don't know about the patient, and then they have an episode during sleep. Mm. That's one of the more lethal ones, and that's why that actually is one of the features of being high risk. So if somebody has long QT type 3, we consider them at a higher risk.
One other question about the different types. Do you pass along exactly that type from generation to generation?
Yeah, basically.
It's different mutation.
Yeah, it's the same. So once you have a mutation identified, there's a 50% chance that you'll pass that same one on to your child.